This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I think that's part of it, is knowing we're really right about all this. I mean, I studied the globalist writings and I knew they were planning all this, but to actually see them implement it all and to know that it's about to get a lot worse. Here's the thing. We've gone off the edge of the cliff. Everything else was the build-up to that. And I just pray to God to heal this land and for the world to wake up and say no, because the road we're going down is so horrible that every time I look at my three-year-old daughter or my other children, I marvel that people would join Satan willingly and would be so stupid. I think that's really what upsets me the most. And I just feel like I need to renaissance what I'm doing, and I need to get aggressive in a nonviolent way. That means right up to the edge of that, to put the fear of God into these scumbags that are doing this to us. I mean, Bill Gates is saying, I'm coming with a vaccine that's going to kill and hurt a bunch of people, and you're going to take it. Well, imagine if I said, hey, I cooked something up in my garage, Gates, I'm going to come stick a needle in you, make you take it. They'd have SWAT teams attacking you, and they should. But this little crazy man, he's paid everybody off because he wants in my body, and he hangs out with a child molester, Jeffrey Epstein. He didn't want to molest children, folks. He's into the blackmail of scientists. He wants power over humans to turn us into a Frankenfood with their DNA vaccine that changes your cells. And again, I was telling Steven Crowder this today. He's a smart guy. He goes, really? They've got a vaccine that changes your DNA? And I said, yes, Steven, they do. It's like when I tell you they were having animal-human clones 20 years ago. It's in the mainline literature. Now people go, oh, my God, it's true, but let's just move on from it. Like there's 3 million Uyghurs in death camps. Like, oh, there's 3 million in death camps, but 14 black guys got killed by cops. Let's obsess over that and burn the country down. And then meanwhile, they're killing millions of blacks in abortion law. We don't care about that. 14 black guys died. This is all a sick joke. Kill your calls and shut up. Mike in California, thanks for holding on the air.
Alex, I love you. I've been listening to you for every single day for years now, and I discovered you from Dave Mustaine and from Billy Corgan interviews, actually. And then I started checking you out, and I got woken up. I just want to plug really quick X2, Turbo Force, The Real Red Pill, and then I just took DNA Force for the first time, and it was amazing. So, anyways, I'm locked and loaded. I got a point for you here today. First point I wanted to make is back in 1908, there was a meeting between intelligence and press people called the Empire Press Corps back in 1908. This was a globalist consortium where they basically said, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to control the narrative airtight, and we need to control all the media in order to do that. And then so you look at that back in 1908, and then you look at Julian Huxley, who you mentioned a couple days ago on the show, you know, talking about the globalist plan. And what makes me bring this up is that you have to supplant the word globalist with Satan, because this isn't a man that's doing this, obviously. I mean, we're talking 1908. We're talking Julian Huxley was saying that back in the 40s. You know, this is such a long period of time. This is Satan controlling these people. Right.
No, I totally agree with you. I use the term globalist because that's what they were calling themselves 60 years ago. They want global government so you can't escape. Globalism is just to get the control. Planetary rule is just for the control. What comes after it is pure Satanism. You're absolutely right.
No, you're right. And you have been on it, and I'm talking to the Godfather here who woke me up.
I'm not the Godfather or anything. I'm just somebody that doesn't want to be a slave. But I don't need. But here's the thing. People need to know, this has all been out there before, but now we're going to live through it. What do you think of that?
Well, no, so that's my point. So my next point was you had a guest on recently named...
Hold on. We got Owen Schroer and Savannah Hernandez coming in. They're going to cover stuff, but we'll get to everybody. Mike, we'll finish up with you. Nicholas, Wilde, and Joe. We'll get to every one of you before this hour ends. And then another guest host is coming up. Who's doing the fourth hour today? Let me tell you who's doing that. John Ravenport. Oh, that'll be good.
Restorable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Lock the door. Lock the door.
They're coming. They're coming. Help. Help. They're coming. They're coming. Listen to me.
No,
listen.
Help me.
Please. Please. You're an expert in danger. Please. Listen to me. It's something terrible. Please. You're next. Here they are. They're already here. Help. You're next. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Sleep. Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
I'm looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much to cover and so many calls to get to. Let's finish up with Mike in California, and then we will get to Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroer that are in studio with us here in just a moment. Mike, finishing up your points on spiritual war is taking place. That is exactly what's going on.
Yeah, thank you. So you had a guest on a few weeks.
You're a little
ago
muffled now. Move your hand away from the telephone.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
I hear you better. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So you had a guest on a couple weeks ago named Bishop Gators.
Yeah, he's a good guy. People like him.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So I listened to a podcast with him a couple days ago with a doctor, and he was talking about this nanotechnology that Bill Gates wants to inject in everybody that's going to be communicating with Wi-Fi towers and everything, and it's called hydrogel. And he was breaking down that hydrogel, translated in Latin, literally translates to Lucifer, and it actually is going to change your DNA and turn you into a Luciferian being. So, I mean, what
sir, I was telling Stephen Crowder this today. Bill Gates, on record on PBS shows, says we're developing this nanotech that's injected into you, hydrogels, just one part of it. And so when they give you the vaccine, it's got it. So it's little microcrystals. It's so miniaturized the chips now. It has record that you took the shot. That's the digital tattoos. But then Gates will come out and say, oh, it's not true, even though he's funding it. Look at this official social distancing sign. 666. All that is 6 degrees of separation. It's this mathematic code that we're all connected to each other. 666. So they talk about Mark of the Beast. All of this is the same thing over and over again. The barcode operates off of 666. The computer codes are all 666. And then Gates has patents where once you've had the vaccine, you have a digital tattoo. First phase is a bracelet or an iPhone app that proves you've had it. And now Singapore and China are doing it. And now the Democrats are announcing it for school kids to go to school. You'll have a bracelet showing that you've had it. This is all official from Rice University, from MIT. And they say on their own promos, Bill Gates funded us to develop this. We have it. Then we cover it. They come out in the news and say it's not real.
So then what I did was I read the Bible every single night, right? And I'm praying to God, and I'm getting right with God. Like, you say it all the time, get right with God. But this is the time for everyone to be obeying God diligently, reading the Bible. So I was reading the Bible after I listened to that Larry Gators podcast. I think it was last night. And I just happen to be, I read a psalm every night, and I happen to be on Psalm number 37. And Psalm number 37 begins with, don't fret because of evildoers, for they will be cut down like the grass. And so that touched my spirit, because I wasn't afraid, and I wasn't feeling like this need for me to do anything except pray to God and give it up to God. God is the one who's going to go fight the battles. You know, think about Gideon with 300 men. They faced an army of over 1 million men. Think about, when the Israelites would have to go off to war, God would go and fight the battle for them. Like when the Egyptians were closing in, hailstones were coming down on them, and the wagons, the wheels were coming off of the carts and stuff like that. See, God goes and fights the battles for us. That's something that we need to get in tune with. I know a lot of your audience is Christian. We need to start really getting in tune with the fact that God is going to go before us and fight this battle. We're not going to have to take this shot from Bill Gates. We're not going to have to take this death shot. Trump is going to get reelected. We're going to emerge victorious, and the wicked are going to perish like the grass. That was the message that I just wanted to convey today.
All right, God bless you. And I hear what you're saying, Mike, but trust in God, Tiger Camel, or Hunter S. Thompson, pray to God that we're away from the rocks. But I hear you. I think if we do the right thing, God will give us providence. Owen Schroyer, San Hernandez, what do you think about the spiritual battle?
Well, every time that we go out, it's like, I'm not sure if this is on.
Yeah, they turned it on now. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's very apparent, the spiritual battle, when we go out and you just have a Trump hat on or a Trump shirt or anything, or an InfoWars shirt, and it just triggers a reaction. Like, I went out in the armored truck today, and I wasn't saying anything controversial, really. I was just laying out facts about the communist Chinese, and people just drive by, and they just flick me off, and they just say, F you. That's not a human thing.
Well, when you would say USA, they would do it.
That's another triggering. Or an American flag. It's just all these triggering symbols that they've been taught are evil, and they just have a program condition response. But that's not a human thing. It's not human to respond that way. It's not human to not be able to think for yourself and think logically and not be hateful.
They really all act as one, though.
It is. It's a demonic frequency that they're all operating on, and the first initial reaction driven by hate is just, it's always violent. It's always vitriolic. And, that's just one example why we, I'm not proud of the fact I have to go out and report news in an armored truck because I have people that come up and, you know, try to stab me. But, that's it, how it is. So that's what we do now.
Savannah?
I completely agree, Alex. I mean, you can't even go out on the street without being attacked anymore, and you call this a spiritual battle, and I think that's exactly what this is. We're seeing degeneracy in the streets. We're seeing the LGBTQ whole entire initiative being pushed on children.
Oh, yeah. It's not about, oh, let us get married. Now it's about, we're going to teach your kid.
Exactly.
We have
Black Lives Matter painted across our town as well, our city as well, and we're constantly getting all of this stuff pushed in our faces.
And notice the more we submit, and then they want everything.
Exactly, Alex.
Where do you think it's going?
You know, Alex, I really don't know. I mean, I've been in politics now for, what, about 2 years, ever since I started working here and watching all of this unfold. I don't know where it's going. I'm really hoping that we've swung so far left that people start waking up and we go right again. People start realizing that we've come so far that we, you know, need to go back, and that's what ends up.
And you were hired to work just on the shows. You did a great job, but I wouldn't call it your radicalization, your education, seeing it from the inside. We're not exaggerating.
Exactly. And that's the thing, too, Alex. I went out on the street and I actually experienced all of the things that you talk about on the show. And I actually saw them for myself. I don't like coming on air and talking about things that I haven't experienced, which is why I go out and I go and protest for police lives, which is why I've gone and talked to Antifa and BLM members. And when we say that these people are hateful, vitriolic, and degenerate, we're not exaggerating in the slightest.
But why'd you have to make that girl cry like that?
No, she hit you.
All she did was attack you and assault you. Why'd you have to make her cry?
And then it's LARPing, though. As soon as you hit her back, she starts crying. It's like, yeah. It's like when the Antifa attacks lady and they stab her. They're like, yeah, we fight back.
Police! Oh, where are the police? Defund the police. I need the police!
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Troyer and Savannah Hernandez here right to check on with Alex Jones, your host. And Owen has breaking news right now.
That's right, Alex. The president of the United States, who they have once before called the InfoWars president, has just tweeted out, big news, the political crime of the century is unfolding. Obama Biden illegally spied on the Trump campaign before and after the election. Treason.
Yeah, that's the Sally Yates, acting attorney general at the time, hearing where she's changing her story around a bunch. But if Durham and them don't act, or this other Texas special investigator, what does it matter? It's like Tucker Carlson says, this becomes like this theater of political porn where we hear about it, 2 weeks, you know? I mean.
Well, I hope that the president has a true desire and will to have justice come through here with the treason from Obama and the others. Maybe Durham doesn't, maybe Bill Barr doesn't, but I hope at least the president does.
Well, there is some positive news. She threw Comey under the bus and said he went rogue.
Well, and they're all going to end up throwing Obama under the bus if they haven't already.
The consolation prize is Obama looks really scared.
The scandal-free president. The scandal-free president, they said. The scandal-free president. Yeah, not so much anymore. There he is.
So where do you think all this is going?
Well, I hope before the election, I expect that President Trump has a few October surprises up his sleeve. If he really is in this like he does his own business deals, and you can kind of read about it in The Art of the Deal, then he knows what they did to him in October of 2016 when they released the Billy Bush tape and they did some other shenanigans. I don't think President Trump had anything to do with Julian Assange. But Assange did come out with the WikiLeaks that showed Hillary Clinton and the Podestas do the spirit cooking, satanic stuff that they're involved in. So those were the two October surprises from 2016. Now that Trump has been involved in politics for 4 years, he's not dumb. He understands the October surprise, and my guess is he's going to have an October surprise of his own. And maybe that's, you know, we get to see Biden getting the perp walk for illegally spying or for the Ukraine gate or for the China gate.
They're not going to arrest Biden during the middle of an election. They got plenty on the Chi-Com angle, the Democrats being Chi-Com agents. Because to get Chinese money, you've got to actually have a Chi-Com in your office. So they can destroy them all for espionage with the communist Chinese right now. The problem is so many Republicans were involved to a lesser extent, but still involved, that they don't want to upset the apple cart. They want the Democrats to just give up, but they're not. Savannah, what do you think is going to happen in this election?
Well, Alex, it's very interesting to see, too, that Joe Biden has been hiding for the past couple of months. They're now saying that there should be no debates between Joe Biden and President Trump. And, of course, the whole way that Joe Biden is going to win this election or try to is by hiding, is by staying out of plain sight, is by staying out of the news media. Because every single time he gets on air, he says something new and crazy, and people just realize more and more how much his mind has deteriorated. So, I mean, I don't see how Donald Trump could lose. Just because he's going up against Joe Biden. But I really don't know because, you know, back in 2016, everyone was saying the same thing about Donald Trump winning. So now they couldn't say how he's going
to
win.
Well, clearly he's a placeholder, and they'll probably try to remove him or something. They wanted to do it once he got in office, but now they know he's deteriorating too fast. he could probably die. They just say, well, he's in hiding as a terrorist. He can't come out or something. I mean, we're about to see spectacular garbage because everything the New World Order's done is failing right now. But they still have the power of the media and the purse, so they think they can get away with it. So this is spectacularly dangerous.
Yeah, the fake pandemic isn't going over how they wanted it to. Their fake hate crimes of Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace both failed. It's now, I mean, it's not going to reach enough eyes, but the George Floyd arrest has been made public, and people are going to see, wow, the media lied about that, too.
And you know what, Owen, can I just jump in real quick? Because the body cam footage did come out for George Floyd yesterday, and we have a local BLM leader. His name is King here, and he's the one where I always go to his events and somehow get attacked. He actually talked with Steven Crowder yesterday, but he came up to me, and he was asking me about George Floyd, and I said, well, did you watch the body cam footage? And he said, what body cam footage? And I was like, it was released today. George Floyd himself asked to lie on the ground. He didn't believe me. And three other people around me said, George Floyd did not ask to be put on the ground. George Floyd was not on drugs. And then
it's very sad. He's bombed out of his brain.
Yeah,
saying, I can't breathe. I'm
the
dying in the back of the car.
So we said, we have the evidence now, Alex, about this George Floyd case to completely debunk everything that BLM has been marching for. But these BLM leaders are so set in their way that they refuse to even watch this body cam footage. They refuse to even educate themselves on what actually happened.
Yeah, but see here's why they get so mad. It's a psychological just defense mechanism that they have where imagine a guinea pig in a cage. The only thing a guinea pig is ever going to eat in that cage is whatever you feed him. So you could be having a big filet mignon dinner and then you give him a little scrap of, you know, cilantro on the top or something. And so that's all the guinea pig gets. These BLM people, these Antifa people are guinea pigs in the cage of the fake news. So they're only going to get what they're given. They never saw the George Floyd tape. They'll never see the George Floyd
tape.
But
it's worse than that. They want to be delusional.
But it's a defense mechanism. They don't want to know they've been fooled. They don't want to know they've been tricked. They don't want to think that they're still the slaves. And so they just have a defense mechanism to deny all the evidence, which, by the way, this was going on when Harriet Tubman was doing the Underground Railroad as well. I mean, she wrote about this.
But here's the problem. We talk about the dumb minions all day long and the same BLM guy at Steven Crowder's video that you shot, it's on Man.com video, where he goes, well, your information is hurtful, so I'm not going to allow you to have speech. Crowder's out there trying to have his interviews and get people disagreeing with him. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I'm not letting a discourse happen. That's good. No, that's authoritarian. That's what's dangerous.
Exactly. And again, Antifa, the Antifa members and the people in their group are the biggest fascists in this country. They're, again, like you said, Alex, they're authoritarian. They try to shut down free speech. They try to shut down our ability to go and protest ourselves. That's all these people do. They don't want freedom of speech. They don't want this to be America. They want this to be communist China. We've seen that again and again. I actually have an inside person at these protests who was telling me that the Maoist organization here in Austin, Texas has been circulating my photos around because they want everyone to know who I am so they can come and silence me at protests or silence me from reporting from now.
Now, these are un-American dangerous scum.
Yeah. And, you know, as well, there's another organization called Peace in Austin. I just did another report you can find on Action 7 about them. They're called Peace in Austin. They're an Antifa group who are trying to make spike strips. They had a building and a supply drive the other day that I went to. They're trying to make spike strips. They're trying to make riot shields. They're trying to make all of these dangerous weapons. And, again, they're trying to disguise themselves as Peace in Austin when, again, that's not what they are at all.
Well, and just like Soros funded in Ukraine, earlier caller Carlos talked about that. They had snipers on the roof shooting people. And so now they're saying their next move, Antifa, is to do that. And our acquiescence, our bowing down the big corporations, our bowing down the Chi-Coms, our bowing down the left and letting them take over the universities has elicited this. Our acquiescence has done this. 40 seconds to break, come back with calls. What do we do, Owen, to stop bowing down?
Well, here's what local leadership and law enforcement needs to understand is that exact paradigm. It applies to how they handle Antifa.
Yeah, and the police bowed down to BLM, and that only made it worse.
And so, but if you were a conservative or something, you got out, you got harassed for not having masks, or you had people arrested for opening their businesses. But if you have a BLM protest and you burn and loot, and the police are told to stand down, then guess what? They keep coming back. They keep trying to get riled up. They keep getting worse. And then it doesn't even matter what happened to George Floyd. It never mattered what happened to George Floyd. You allowed them to behave like that in the outset. And so now they just assume that's what they can do whenever they want.
That's right. We'll be back with calls and a lot more. Stay with us.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to butcher this to try to make it quick so I get the calls and get the commentary from Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroyer, who host the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock Central today after John Rappaport comes up in the next hour. But I want to get to some of these callers that have been patiently holding, like Joe and Wild and Nicholas and a few of the others there that have just been calling in, Jefferson, Chase, and others. We study how British Navy brought in opium out of India and out of Afghanistan and got the Chinese ports corrupted. China made it illegal. And then over about 100 years, they took over China, and they broke China up into different zones. The French would occupy one, the Americans another, the Dutch another, the British another. And the Chinese government admits, oh, we're doing it back to you because you did it to us. That's why they shipped the fentanyl in or whatever. But when you see the homeless all laid out, drugged out, and you see the hundreds of thousands of deaths from it a year, I mean, that's what's happening to America, but it's bigger than that. They have cell phones. So the homeless can sit there and grill, lay out, do whatever, get all their welfare money that the Democrats manage for them and take a slice of. And so people are just opting out and then becoming this political tool, this political weapon. And it really just shows you the paradox of an open, free, wealthy society creates these spoiled brats that don't want to do anything. And America does use more drugs than any other country in the world. And I just wonder, as such a selfish nation, are we even meant to survive? You want to comment on that, Savannah?
Alex, like I said, I've just been sitting back and watching all of this, but the destruction of America that has happened just over the past couple of years watching this has been so sad to see, and I hope that we can come back from it. And, you know, like you said, we're so selfish that we deserve to be in this spot. And, I mean, I don't know. Owen?
Well, the NBA players are the kind of epitome, I think, of this, where an NBA athlete makes more money than any other athlete on the planet per average salary. Now, that's because there's, you know, maybe only 12 guys on the team, but they're making on average about $5 million a year. That's for the worst player, the bench guy, who doesn't even step on the floor once all season. He's making millions of dollars. And then they're all going to take a knee when, if they could have filled arenas, aside from, you know, the Spike Lees or whoever who can afford the courtside seats every night, the combined wealth of the entire audience probably wouldn't equal one of these players. And then they're going to take a knee in the national anthem and pretend to be oppressed and tell Americans to feel oppressed, as you have millionaire black athletes and millionaire black entertainers who all make money in this supposed white supremacist society. They've loaded their bank accounts with tens of millions of dollars, and then we're just supposed to accept it. And then when you actually, if you wanted to be like, huh, okay, Black Lives Matter, what is this about? Sounds kind of good. And then you actually do the research. Like,
we're going to get rid of the family, yeah. And communism's the way that it's like.
Yeah, like Marcellus Wiley did, a Fox Sports host of a show. He said, you know, I looked into Black Lives Matter. They're against everything I stand for. They're against the family. They want to end the nuclear family. I'm a father. I'm a proud father. He's got daughters. He's like, no, I don't want them to grow up thinking the nuclear family's bad. No, I don't want them to thinking I'm bad because I'm a father. You know, that's not a, I'm paraphrasing. But no,
in fact, I never played that clip. That was really powerful. What's the name of that clip?
It's Marcellus Wiley. He's on
NBA TV or whatever.
It's Fox Sports 1. I don't know what the name of the show is.
Say it again, and they'll pull it up. Talks about Black Lives Matter. What was it?
Yeah, it's Marcellus Wiley.
Destroys Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
get that for next segment. It's only a few minutes. I want to go to a few calls here, but you're absolutely right.
Well, but here's the thing, Alex. You got to understand, he's on Fox Sports 1, which is kind of like an up-and-coming sports station. It's been around for maybe 10 years now. You wouldn't be allowed to say that on SportsCenter.
Oh, ESPN, I read the transcripts. It is like,
oh, no.
America sucks, China's good.
In fact, just the other day, I covered this on the War Room yesterday. You guys may be able to find the tweet, but SportsCenter, which is ESPN's top-tier show, SportsCenter put out a tweet, and they always do this now. You can look it up. And they have Black Lives Matter capitalized every time. Black Lives Matter capitalized. And they never capitalize the national anthem. So they're literally putting these Soros-run
communist operations. The Associated Press now will never capitalize white because it's bad, but always capitalizes black, as if that helps black people. This is evil mega corporations that own slave camps in China just saying, don't attack us, we represent black people. It's the most insane expropriation. Like, you know, I saw a story where this guy's white daughter died, and they gave her heart to a black guy. I'm like, oh, that's cultural appropriation. No, that's just humans, you know, taking care of each other. But imagine that, Savannah.
Definitely, Alex. And, you know, we talked about, too, the NBA players and China infiltrating just all of these organizations. And, Alex, I mean, that's exactly it. And I'm sorry, you know, this morning was so long, so I'm kind of blank today. But
you are not blank.
I'm a little bit blank today, Alex. But, you know,
you were out there yesterday covering Steven Crowder and today.
I was out there yesterday and then today just covering all of this BLM nonsense here in the city of Austin. And it's just been so disheartening to watch and see. And And I really hope and pray for our country every single day, because people have just strayed so far from the traditional family, from religion, from God. We've allowed China to overtake our country. And like you said, too, you know, people are distracted right now by Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima because it's cultural appropriation. It's bad. You know, they use a black person. But they're completely distracted from the fact that, like you said, there's still concentration camps in China. China is overtaking Hong Kong, people who are actually fighting for democracy over there.
That's right. You went to Hong Kong.
America. Yes, you sent me over there. And I went and I talked to those people. They love Donald Trump. They love America because they truly understand what it means to be oppressed, to have their freedoms taken away, to have their freedom of speech taken away, to experience police brutality. The people here in America have it easy compared to the people in Hong Kong because they're fighting against China, this oppressive regime which is trying to enslave people, that disappears people in the street. The people in Portland are acting like that's what's happening to them. Okay? It's not. They have no idea what it really means to be oppressed by authoritarianism like the people in Hong Kong do.
But see, but that's why this is such a just offensive joke. Because they act like they're social justice warriors. They act like they're fighting the good fight. And then, but if you try to actually engage in linear logic and just follow down a thought pattern, it's like, okay, well, again, China, which controls the NBA, controls most of your television, controls most of the internet you see, controls Hollywood. China's controlling all of this stuff. They're the ones with the slave labor camps. They're the one with the child labor force. They're the one with the dissident camps. That's not in America. So it's just like, China's literally behind all of it. It's like, Alex, I was telling you this during the break. I'm sitting in front of the Google headquarters in the InfoWars armored truck on the PA, and there's catty corner to me. There's a big construction crew going on, and I'm just sitting there on the PA talking about China, how they have the slave labor, how they have the child labor, and I'm just blasting Google for letting China run Google, and I have liberals driving by, and they flick me off and say, F you! And it's like, you're the ones that are the social justice warriors. You're the bleeding heart liberals. Where are you on China? It just
sounds... Because they don't care. They think they're part of the establishment.
I guess.
Follow that we're the good guys, you're the bad guy.
And it's just some weird power trip where it's like, oh, I feel good. I just flicked off a conservative. I just flicked off a Trump supporter. I'm fighting the good fight. It's like, no, you're a clown in a face mask breathing in your own toxic fumes like a slave.
No, I agree. You said you're blank. Well, I didn't really ask you a question. I said, what do you think of the NBA corruption? And you did a great, great breakdown of what's happening. It's hurting the NBA. It's hurting the NFL. It's hurting all these groups that do this, but still they do it because they're bought and paid for. There's an agenda in this country.
Right. And I mean, like you said, too, all of their ratings completely crashed after they came out in protest. And then again, too, who was the one NBA player who has made headlines, who has made big waves? It was the one NBA player. I don't know his name, but he
and then he hurt his knee and they celebrated that.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac
for the national anthem.
Jonathan Isaac and his jerseys went to like top sales.
Yeah, and why?
And then he hurt his knee and they said, you deserve it.
Yeah,
and why did he make top sales? Why was he making headlines and waves? Because he stood up for America. And I think it was, I can't remember, but back in the, a while back, it was during the Olympics. He was a wrestler. He held up the American flag and he waved it, and then everyone was demonizing him for it. And he was like, I didn't know that standing up for America and waving an American flag would be a political statement. And we've gotten to that point now. I mean, we've been.
Yeah, because they're getting rid of the country, folks.
Exactly.
It's here. And that means everything. And that means replacing it with global government contact tracers, World ID. This is the rollout of the World ID. They plan to collapse America. They plan to bring it down. All right, I promise, when we come back, they've been troopers. Nicholas, Wild, Joe, they are awesome. But y'all get free t-shirts at your address. We're going to go to you too, though. And then Jefferson and Jeff. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. RS News Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A little bit in the next hour, then John Rappaport's taking over. But Marcellus Wiley was on fire almost a month ago now, and I never played it. I'm glad that Owen Schroyer coming up with a war room 3 p.m. today, who's riding shotgun with us, brought that up. We'll play that at the start of the next hour. But right now, you have been holding as true troopers, as great Americans. I want to thank Nicholas, Wild, and Joe for holding. So let's go ahead and go to Nicholas in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. I had an InfoWars product question before my actual question.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I was just wondering if you guys have like an adrenal support supplement, you know, because America has adrenal fatigue really bad, like overall. So I was just
believe me, I've got it. I finally hit the wall, man. Even the supplements help me. I got to remember to take them all. DNA Force cleans out your cells. It supports adrenal support. X2 does it. I mean, basically, selenium does it. You got to know. Like, I'm the one that forgets to take my vitamins, then I get tired like I am today. But I would take the X2 or the X3. I would take vitamin B12, Ultra 12. I mean, those are all the things that are the baseline, so that no matter how much caffeine you get, it doesn't work anymore. If you don't have the vitamin D3, you don't have the vitamin B12, you don't have, I mean, obviously you can take Turbo Force, But that's not supporting the adrenals itself. It's ordering them to pump more stuff out. But it works really great. So that's a really, really good question. I would say that I'd say it's the one I mentioned. What do you think, Owen?
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make about the Turbo Force. I was wondering why I get like 10 to 13 hours of energy when I drink the Turbo Force. I guess it makes sense because I'm loaded up on the vitamin Bs and Cs and everything else.
No, no, it's in there too. That's why it helps some. But it's still ordering your body to produce the stuff.
Yeah, I think that definitely the nascent iodine, just to kind of kick everything into gear at just on the outset. There's so many great things in the DNA Force Plus, but...
Yeah, Owen was bald till he took it. Now he's got that Elvis hair. I'm joking, folks.
If you want the hair, BioPCA, the biotin and the BioPCA is good for your hair. But you know, for adrenal support, honestly, if you're a man or even a woman, I mean, Super Male Vitality has so many things in it that are just gonna, at the very least, give you that same kind of drive and energy every day.
If I had to recommend one thing, I'd say DNA Force Plus, because it's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and a bunch of other things that go in and clean out the cells. And I'm saying all this and remembering that a week ago I cleaned off the desk here. It's dirty again of all my little things here. And I need to put them back on it because I forget to take them myself. But does that answer your question, Nicholas?
No, but I wanted to ask a real question. You know, after that, I was just saying, you know, just for the adrenal thing, because I would like to support. So, I mean, the adrenal support thing, because, you know.
Yeah, some products out there are called adrenal support. Other companies have. All the stuff we put out, one way or another, supports your adrenals. I mean, I would say the Ultra 12, I would say that the iodine. Have you taken those?
No, I haven't. I just got the privacy pouch. I was just asking about the supplements. I just figured, because, you know, adrenaline is like pretty much like Jesus juice. You could, you know, somebody threaten your family, you could lift up a car or something. That's really powerful energy, and I just figure adrenal support would be critical in these times.
No, you're absolutely right. And when I say adrenal support, I don't just think of the glandular support. And, again, I'm not one of the experts here. I have experts that design our products. If I had to take one thing, it'd be X2, X3, or it'd be the DNA Force. Nicholas, what's your point on COVID coming, the Carrington event?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Like, if you maybe had any insight on that, I wondered if they were going to get behind maybe a natural rhythm or, like, a natural event, like a Carrington event, you know, like a coronal mass ejection. I figured that might be the – that's why the moniker is what it is, you know. The coronal mass ejection is the Carrington event, and when it happened in 1859, it knocked out all the communications and electricity, and I wonder maybe that's the 5G connection, that they want to get behind the momentum of a natural event, and then everybody thinks it's a bio attack or something, and then they rush to get the vaccines, and then they won't even be able to leave, like, the 5G grid. It'll be like a shock collar.
And what you're saying is, from your own research, your own gut level, The poles are shifting. That's happening. That's proven. And a lot of crazy stuff's going on. And we know the Earth gets hit by asteroids and comets a lot more often than they had said previously. And you're absolutely right. The establishment is acting like they are scared to death and are scurrying around trying to lock us down ahead of something big. And I totally agree with you. What do you think, Owen? What do you think, Savannah?
Well, if you look through human history, there's always cycles. I know that we've covered these cycles here, whether it's just recent recorded history or even ancient recorded history. So there's always cycles, and I mean, we won't go too esoteric or deep into this stuff, but I mean, we know very little, at least we're told very little about ancient civilizations.
We know wars always start during sunspots, and we know depressions start during them. I mean, I guess Wall Street follows that.
My response to Nicholas would be that absolutely there is a class of elite that has access to history that they don't allow the general public to have. And they are probably trying to plan events around that, whether it's
why are all the billionaires building armored bunkers with runways in the middle of nowhere? It's not because of COVID, folks.
And they'll make the reasoning as, oh, you can't tell humans all this. They'll go into a panic. It's really just so they can get prepared before the rest of us.
And they want to tell us locked down. So I guess when some bioweapon gets released, or like you said, some super Carrington event hits and a bunch of people physically get ill from it. What do you think?
Alex, I'm not well versed on this type of stuff, but I would say to anyone who's like me, continue listening to Alex Jones because he's constantly talking about this type of stuff and also selling storable foods to help with this type of stuff, you know, preparedness. That's a very important thing. So,
well, that's one reason I'm mad at myself is, at a selfish level, I want to just move to the middle of nowhere with my kids and just not do this anymore. And it's not because I'm afraid of the globalists. I feel guilty that I'm staying in a major city. I just feel like that. How do you feel?
Same, Alex. You know, after living here in Austin, Texas, especially, and watching the deterioration of our city with the homelessness, with all of the people coming here, destroying small businesses, destroying people's livelihoods.
That's right. You only got out of school a few years ago when you were in San Antonio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's deteriorated, too. But Austin, I mean, Austin's fallen apart.
Right.
I mean, what, like 2-3 years?
This is the first time I've lived somewhere. You know, I'm paying bills. I'm living on my own. And for the first time, I'm living by myself. And I had to move out of my old apartment because the homelessness was getting so bad. I had to go and buy a gun because I don't feel safe living in my own city anymore because there's people knocking on my door, there's homeless people going through my trash can at night. It's terrifying. So to see the deterioration of these big cities and how this is spread across America and no one's really doing anything about
it. What's causing it? I mean, it's the catering to the homeless.
Yeah, exactly. And our mayor allowing people to camp in the streets. We're enabling this every single day. And, you know, it's only going to keep getting worse. We're going to turn into...
Well, it's like, you know, Joe Rogan's moving to Texas. I'm not going to say where, but where do you think he's going to move? It's kind of like in Empire Strikes Back. He goes, I'm looking for Yoda. He goes, oh, Yoda, not far. I'll take you to him. But
Alex, I heard you had an incident with some bum piss today.
This bridge, there's all these homeless down there, and there's like needles and feces everywhere. He goes, that smells like bum piss. I go, and I know the smell, and it makes me sick. It's actually the smell is of dust mites in their excrement.
It's like musty or something.
Yeah, and I started almost throwing up. Just
retching in the street.
Yeah, I started on camera, right?
It was a psycho.
Yeah, it wasn't fake. I mean, he's like, that's
no. I mean, you took a big whiff of bum piss, and it wasn't good for you.
But it's not just the bum. I mean, let me tell you something. I went to Skid Row in L.A. a few years ago. It was horrific. It was horrible. I saw stuff I've never imagined. You see concentration camp footage. It's terrible. But those people aren't like demonically possessed. I mean, these are like people going with like. You can see their spine. They're so skinny on heroin. And then it's a tranny. And so it's like a skeleton tranny going at you with flies all over their genitals hanging out. But now we're going by doorways, and there's like people like vampire movies, like wriggling in dirt with sores all over their body and piles of needles. And it's just like, what the hell is this?
No, it's out of control. Actually, I shot a special about 3 years ago where I went into the woods and just found so many heaps of trash. And, you know, there's actually homeless people here that actually do care about the city and love the city, and they hate to see what's happening.
A lot of them are veteran, a lot of them are mentally ill, but it's the new class of the...
Have been bussed in. But, you know, Alex, I'll tell you this, and maybe the crew can find this in the final minute here. When I moved here 5 years ago... It was the top city. Austin was considered the top city to move to, one of the top cities to live in, no matter what travel guide or web, you know, travel site you had. It was like Austin was always top one or two or top five guaranteed. And that's when I moved here. I've been here 5 years. There is no way Austin is topping these lists again. There is no way that I would tell people to move to
There's
Austin.
Literally homeless under every overpass.
This is footage that I shot about 2 or 3 years ago when it really started to get out of control here. And it's sad because I've witnessed it with my own two eyes, living here 5 years, Austin, which was really on the rise and the industry still booming. And, you know, the nice leftist liberal companies are all coming here to destroy our infrastructure. But now, I mean, Austin is going the way of L.A. And unless there's a drastic pivot the other direction, it's not going to be pleasant, sadly.
And that was a red pill for me, too, just actually watching our Democrat mayor take a beautiful city and completely ruin it.
And incentivize it.
Exactly.
Well, I fly around with Shane Stunner in his helicopter. There's garbage like this everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I used to fly over woods.
Well, I talk to the homeless. What they do is they just go get dumpsters of trash, and they take it back there, and they sift through it for what they want, and then they just leave it there. So... But Mayor Adler doesn't.
But if you try to cut a 2-inch tree in your backyard, they arrest
you. Or like you have a chicken in the wrong area, you know.
Pull it right back, yeah.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.